income within the next 10, 15 years.
I just followed the program. I followed all the steps, did everything you're supposed to do, and I wound up right before Christmas with $16,000 extra dollars in my pocket.
You already know that real estate is a smart part of any balanced investing portfolio. It's like a stock that pays dividends while it continues to appreciate, producing an eventual capital gain. We get our dividends from rent and our capital gains when we sell.
Why waste money on useless books and tapes when you have Real Estate Riches right here in Philly? Our workshops are free. Leave your checkbook at home. But seating is limited, so you must call 267-231-3920. That's 267-231-3920. Or register online at realestateriches.com.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, August 12, 2006, and good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies and related products and issues. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday was a rebroadcast of the Antonio Huggy Bear Fargas program on life wisdom. On that program, we discussed his life experiences that kept him grounded and healthy. At the end of the program, we discussed the herb birch and the yoga asana, Parsvottanasana. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call this number, 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Stuart Height from Health Keepers. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb Blessed Thistle and the Yoga Asana Uttanasana 1. Now it's time for our wellness news. This comes out of brightsurf.com news. Anxious, depressed people over 65 turn more often to alternative therapies. This was July 7th of 06 out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They said that people over 65 who are depressed or anxious turn to complementary or alternative medicine more than older people who are not anxious or depressed, but not to treat their mental symptoms. Joseph G. Grawatz, Ph.D., and colleagues from Wake Forest University School of Medicine reported in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine that 34.9% of people over 65 who had symptoms of anxiety or depression used complementary or alternative medicine, referred to as CAM, compared to 26.5% of those without mental symptoms. When praying for health is considered a form of CAM and added in, the percentage jumps to 81.7% of those with mental symptoms compared to 64.6% of those without. But the results showed that fewer than 20% of those with anxiety or depression used CAM to treat it. That was a surprise to them. Based on previous research and models of health self-management, it was anticipated that CAM use would be greater among older adults with self-reported anxiety or depression than those without such conditions, said Grawatz, associate professor of family and community medicine. The results are based on the 2002 National Health Interview Survey, NHIS, alternative health supplement, which Grawatz said was the largest and most representative study of CAM use in the U.S. population to date. The survey included 30,785 persons who participated in face-to-face interviews with U.S. Census Bureau personnel. People who answered yes to the question, during the past 12 months, have you been frequently depressed or anxious, were defined as having anxiety or depression, he said. The findings demonstrate that a significantly greater proportion of older adults with anxiety or depression, in contrast to those without these conditions, use CAM, said Grawitz. These differences are driven by greater use of spiritual practices, relaxation techniques, and non-vitamin, non-mineral natural products, end quote. He said that the 2002 NHIS survey was the first with sufficient numbers of older adults to provide description of CAM use among those with anxiety and depression. Grawitz says that mental disorders among older adults are underdiagnosed and undertreated. Partly, that's because people over 65 don't believe it is treatable. Quote, older adults frequently report that depressive feelings are a natural part of aging and may not view them as something requiring treatment, said Grawitz. There was no difference among ethnic groups in the use of CAM for poor mental health. Last December, Grawitz and his team reported that among people over 65, African-American and Native Americans made much greater use of home remedies than European Americans. The differences seem to be based on culture rather than access to health care. Again, this was a Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center article, and the website is www.brightsurf.com/news. Okay, excuse me. I wanted to remind you again, our guest is Stuart Height from HealthKeepers, and that's part of the HealthKeepers Alliance. Stuart Height was introduced to natural health almost 25 years ago when his mother had a stroke and was sent home with 3 to 6 months to live. After her research about herbs and nutritional supplements, she recovered and lived another 16 years. Because of that, he was immersed in information on natural health as a teenager. After graduating from Taylor University with a degree in computers and math, he wrote a computer program for his mother's herb business. After hearing countless clients express gratitude for more energy, fewer symptoms, and overall better health due to the supplements, he decided to do more research himself. Stuart Height became a certified natural health professional, CNHP, while owning a natural health store, which he has operated for more than 15 years. He has lectured on health nationally and earned a Doctor of Naturopathy from Trinity College of Natural Health. He is currently teaching both practicum and REIMS testing for certified natural health professionals and continues to do consultations. He's the author of The Passion for the Truth, which is a book relating to or discussing the Passion of the Christ movie, and is also the author of What Individuals Need in Health and All Health Beginning There Naturally. Hi, Stuart. Good morning. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Glad to have you on the program. To get us going, would you share with us information about who the founder or founders are or were of the Health Keepers?
Well, the Health Keepers Alliance is the one that sponsors the Health Freedom Expo, and I'm not sure you could pinpoint just one, but it's Dr. Whitman certainly had a dream to educate the masses and unite those in alternative health care to make more awareness and kind of band together in case of a need for legal response or some issues that arise regarding supplements and alternative health care. But it joined several organizations together. Trinity College certainly is a major part of that, as well as the certified natural health professionals. But we get some camaraderie with people like Dr. Donsbach, who has a cancer clinic in Mexico, and Kevin Trudeau spoke at our last one. So it's kind of a multiple union.
Well, that's good. It seems that it came out of a need that many people felt and wanted to act upon. excuse me. How did you get involved with HealthKeepers, from CNHP to HealthKeepers?
Well, after having the store for about 10 years, I realized that I could only help so many people on my own. And I met with Dr. Whitman, and we discussed some options. And because I had gone through their natural health classes, as well as Trinity College, I had a real passion to get this information out to people so they can learn to help themselves and maximize their health naturally. And so I started to be an instructor for them, and then they wanted some help on some special projects, and one of the projects was the Health Freedom Expo. And what better way to help more people learn about natural health than to have a show dedicated to just that? So it fit very well with my passions.
Well, very good. Then I imagine then that the Alliance came first, then the Expo, and then the magazine?
Actually, I think the magazine came just before the Expo.
Oh, okay.
But yes, the HealthKeepers Alliance was first, and then the magazine to keep people updated on what events were going on and some good articles on health to keep them up to date on the latest research, and finally had enough following that we felt an Expo was needed.
Okay, now did the same people that sort of formulated the Alliance formulate the magazine and formulate the Expo, or were there some people that you can highlight that were, you know, spearheaded those two arms of the whole program?
Well, anytime you put on an Expo, it's going to be a team effort. It was certainly a much bigger task than what we originally thought. the magazine was probably the first huge step, and just putting together a quality magazine takes a team of people as well. And so I would say that the core group is similar, but it seems to expand as it goes, even including, of course, family members and people all over the nation, to make sure we can make the most of each event, which we tried to get in different parts of the country. For example, Richmond, Austin, Long Beach, and Chicago. So in each of those cities and areas, we have a core group of people that have expressed a major interest in helping promote that specific event. So it's the group has gotten quite large to put on a successful show.
Well, which aspect of HealthKeepers is of special interest to you?
I'm sorry?
Which aspect of HealthKeepers is of special interest to you? Do you find yourself more
involved?
To me? Yes.
Okay. I have a... I'm getting a extra wording over the phone, so sometimes I can't tell if it's the recording or if it's you. For me, the major interest is in getting information to the public. I believe that the average person just does not know their options. And the average person is looking for options and looking for a way to get better without side effects, and sometimes just to get better. They're looking for answers, but they don't hear about all of the many modalities and herbs and supplements that are available and techniques that are quite helpful without the side effects. And so my passion is to bring people in from all over the country to meet with hundreds of exhibitors, ask questions, get hands-on demonstrations, and go to... Oh, we have probably nearly 100 seminars at the each expo, which they can attend as well. So it is a major educational tool, but mostly just an awareness. So that people who maybe they don't want to personally go into a store and feel like it's a sales pitch, but they would like to learn a little more information, they can go and walk through the exhibit hall and ask questions as they feel led, and go and sit in multiple seminars and really get some great information on basic things they can do to improve their health.
Okay, we're about to take a break. Johnny, do I need to introduce this break, or will we just go right into it? Having some technical difficulties here today. Okay, so bear with us. Now he tells me I can still talk. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Stay tuned for our return with Stuart Height of Healthkeepers, their Alliance Magazine and Expo.
The Builder Home Improvement Radio has a new time. Now you can hear all the great tips, win all the great prizes, and listen to the informative and fun home improvement banter on AM 860 WWDB from noon to 2 every Saturday. It's a new time, but we've kept everything you know and love about Art the Builder the same. So tune in from noon to 2 every Saturday for Art the Builder Home Improvement Radio at a new time on AM 860 WWDB.
If you're looking to move your organization ahead or start your own business, tune in to Executive Leaders with me, Carol Ann Mueller, every Friday morning at 10. Listen in as the region's best and brightest entrepreneurs, CEOs, and senior executives share stories of starting and running successful organizations. So, if you're eager to capitalize on the next great business idea, tune in to Executive Leaders Friday mornings at 10 right here on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only Money Talk Radio. If you're looking to move your organization ahead or start your own business, tune in to Executive Leaders with me, Carol Ann Mueller, every Friday morning at 10. Listen in as the region's best and brightest entrepreneurs, CEOs, and senior executives share stories of starting and running successful organizations. So, if you're eager to capitalize on the next great business idea, tune in to Executive Leaders Friday mornings at 10 right here on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only Money Talk Radio. If you're looking to move your organization ahead or start your own business, tune in to Executive Leaders with me, Carol Ann Mueller, every Friday morning at 10. Listen in as the region's best and brightest entrepreneurs, CEOs, and senior executives share stories of starting and running successful organizations. So, if you're eager to capitalize on the next great business idea, tune in to Executive Leaders Friday mornings at 10 right here on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only Money Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. Today, we're talking with Stuart Height of Healthkeepers, their Alliance Magazine and Expo. Yes, for those of you who are listening and notice that there's some different strange music going on and you're hearing ads for other programs, well, like I said, we're having some technical difficulties, which Johnny is feverishly trying to solve here. So in the meantime, he put in, you know, something to substitute. But anyway, we were talking with Stuart Height, and he was giving us information about areas of special interest, and it sounds like the Expo is one of those areas. I know you also write for the magazine, so I guess that would be the next area of interest.
Yes, there's so much information that is out there or available, and I certainly do not believe that I have learned everything there is to know. But so many times it's hard for even health professionals that are passionate about helping people and know a lot of information. May be difficult to express that or explain it to people who are brand new to natural health and give them analogies and examples to help them cross that line and take a step at better health. And the magazine has really done a good job of putting a diverse set of topics out there, from herbs to iridology to latest studies and research to practical tips on working with clients. It just goes on and on and on. So it's not necessarily devoted to one specific aspect, which I think is good because every health professional needs to be aware of the multiple things that are out there and available. They may have their passion at one specific one, but it's good to be aware of other options.
Well, now, is it possible? Now, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but is it possible that you can give us an example or some examples of how the Alliance has been instrumental in change, either internationally, nationally, or in some particular state?
Well, that is putting me on the
spot. I apologize.
Well, one of the things they do is have a place for health practitioners to get noticed for free. You can go to the healthkeepers.net website, and practitioners can register and let people know that they are in the area to help people. And so that's certainly one way that nationally people can go and find some qualified practitioners. A more specific example, I think, would have to be in the legal aspect. In Richmond, which is where we're having our next expo, because of the efforts of the magazine and Healthkeepers Alliance, in cooperation with the people locally in Richmond, such as Becky Hanks, they have a chapter set up there, and they were able to contact their state representatives and local representatives and just tell them who they were and what they were about and that they would like to be contacted if there were any bills that came up regarding natural health. And because of that, they were actually informed by a representative before a bill was even submitted about, and this, I should back up a little bit here. Healthkeepers checks daily the bills that are going on nationally so they can inform practitioners and the public of some detrimental bills or some good bills that might be coming up so they can voice their opinion with their representatives. And so this bill we had not even seen yet because it wasn't even put on the books yet. It was just being talked about with the representatives in Virginia. And so they informed the chapter about it, and we were able to get a massive campaign launched that killed the bill before it even got to the table. So we're able to sometimes have an effect that many people wouldn't even know was possible.
And I guess, too, it also models for them ways of being successful when they see other states, being successful in an area that they may want to be successful. They at least have some frame of reference for how to go about accomplishing what they want to accomplish. And that's certainly very needed, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that everyone has different gifts, and in the health profession field, they have a passion to help people, and they don't necessarily want to spend all their time keeping up with every bill that comes up and every bit of information that has to do with natural health, because there's so much out there. And this gives a quick, easy way for them to stay involved and active without having to take up so much of their time, so they still have time to do what they're best at and what they're passionate about, and that is helping people.
Now, I noticed when I went to your site, just to give the listeners an example of what they might see, if you go to the Alliance link, they sort of highlight an international issue, a national issue, and then you can click on specific states to read about local issues in that state. And I noticed you had a reference to an international event on November of 2001 in Bonn, Germany, where the Codex Guidelines for Vitamins and Mineral Food Supplements was being finalized. And then under the national link, it says something about April 12th of this year, an event where the Federal Trade Commission published what was referred to as an Orwellian 42-page notice of proposed rulemaking. And in the Federal Register, it was entitled the Business Opportunity Rule. And then for a local piece, there was something in North Carolina, April of last year, where a health freedom bill protecting the rights of citizens in North Carolina was being dealt with. So this sort of gives people an idea of the kinds of information they can get and, you know, sort of stay on top of.
And I do want to encourage people to use that, not just for their own state or local bills, but if they look at other states where they might have friends or family or colleagues, because sometimes they can reach people that aren't on our mailing list or free email list, and so they can forward that information to people that may need to know about it in other states. So I hope they don't limit their search to just their own town.
Now, with your expos, where was your first expo held?
First expo was in Los Angeles in, well, it was several years ago. And it was a great expo for our first one. We learned a lot, but we had speakers such as Dr. Hulda Clark, Cure for All Diseases author, and Dr. Donsbach, and several other clinics and local health professionals as well. And it has just grown. Every show, it just grows bigger than our expectations. So we're very excited about the potential and the lives that can be benefited by each of these expos.
Well, now, for how long was the expo only held there, and then when did you, expand it to the next, and then the next?
Well, we started, the first one was in El Segundo, and we immediately realized we evidently did not have a large enough vision because we outgrew it on the first show.
Oh, my.
And so we moved immediately to the Long Beach Convention Center because that will be difficult to outgrow. But we certainly did what we could the last time. We may have to expand the exhibit hall a little bit more yet. But the Convention Center was really nice, great facilities, and a good place for even nationally. People would go just to attend the expo. They can get a free ticket online for all day Friday, and then I think it's only $10 for the rest of the weekend. So all of the seminars and all of the exhibitors could potentially be $10 for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all the workshops, all the information. I don't know where you could get that kind of information for $10 for a weekend. Most conventions from different companies will charge hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to go to their convention. So we wanted to make it inexpensive enough so that anyone could come and see. It's hard to beat free, so Friday is usually an exciting day for a lot of people.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to touch on. What makes your expos so unique that you can have so much attendance and so many people interested? And I think one of the main things is the pricing. Okay, you hear the music there. So that's a little cue for me that I've got to do a live break here. So I'm going to talk to you a bit. First, I'm going to remind you that you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Please visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. We want you to stay tuned for our return with Stuart Height of Healthkeepers, their Alliance magazine, and expo. At Alternative Medicine Therapies, we guide our clients to wellness, wholeness, and wisdom through personalized and non-invasive, through a personalized and non-invasive approach, incorporating the following naturopathic therapies: iridology, kinesiology, nutrition, meditation, acupressure, energy medicine, psychological consultation. Those psychological consultations employ Bach floral essence remedies and video conferencing where required. I am Parthenia S. Izard. I'm a certified natural health care practitioner and psychologist here in Pennsylvania. We have the Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom radio program, Saturdays at 8 a.m., WWDB 860 a.m. The objective of the radio program is to share with you information about therapies, related topics and issues, and to allow you to get that information from the horse's mouth, so to speak, by inviting experts from the areas, different areas in the field. Now, when you come to our office at Tubala Plaza in Bala Cynwyd, Suite 300, you will have if you come for a complete initial comprehensive visit, you have an assessment that's done with the use of iridology and kinesiology testing. After that initial screening is done, you will also be tested for the herbal supplementation that will address imbalances and weaknesses that are found in your body. And you will leave with that recommendation. So please feel free to visit our website, www.amtherapies.com, or call the office at 610-660-7710.
Be sure to tune in to AM 860 WWDB Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Senior Forum. The law firm of Begley & Bookbinder, one of the nation's leading elder and disability law firms, presents a one-hour program each week pertaining to legal and financial issues of persons 55 years of age and up. Tune in every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. for Senior Forum, brought to you by the law firm of Begley & Bookbinder on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only money talk radio. Be sure to tune in to AM 860 WWDB Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Senior Forum. The law firm of Begley & Bookbinder, one of the nation's leading elder and disability law firms, presents a one-hour program each week pertaining to legal and financial issues of persons 55 years of age and up. Tune in every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. for Senior Forum, brought to you by the law firm of Begley & Bookbinder on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only money talk radio.
Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. Again, that's one way I get your feedback. And today we're talking with Stuart Height of Healthkeepers, their Alliance magazine and expo. Stuart was giving us information about the different expos that they have during the year. Could you remind us where the different expos are and when they occur?
Sure, and this is information they could find online by going to healthfreedomexpo.com. They can see each of the events and who the exhibitors and speakers are for those events as we get them updated. The next one is in Richmond, and that is September 22nd and 24th, so there's still plenty of time to go to the website and get your free ticket and see about making a journey over there. Then we have one in Austin, the first weekend in December, the 1st to the 3rd. And then we have Long Beach, March 2nd to the 4th. And that was our favorite one last year. I'm not exactly sure why. It just everyone seemed to really enjoy that one. I don't know if it was because it's right on the ocean or the weather was just guaranteed to be great. but that was quite fun. And then we have Chicago as well, and that date escapes me. I believe it's in June, the third weekend in June.
Well, that's certainly very impressive. I know some people who have an expo each year, and it's, you know, all you can do to get people to come to the one expo. But you people with all these expos throughout the year, it's very impressive. And I certainly think the pricing certainly helps. Is there anything else you can think of that makes your expo so unique in comparison to some of the other ones?
Well, I guess the comments that I have heard from exhibitors and attendees about our uniqueness is that the staff that puts together the expo seems to be very different in their personality and mindset. We really honestly have a passion to get information to the public. And so our goal is to help each of the exhibitors do their absolute best at presenting their service, their product, their information to a large audience so that that audience can then move forward a few steps, hopefully, in that weekend toward achieving maximum health naturally. And that's one of the biggest comments we hear from the exhibitors. The attendees are very excited because it is so inexpensive, and yet we have some of the highest quality speakers in the country. We had Kevin Trudeau at our last expo in Chicago, and while not everyone may agree with everything that he has done, Kevin certainly has brought the natural health issue out into the public like no one else in the last few years. And so he was having someone there that would usually charge hundreds of dollars just for someone to go hear him speak, and they could go hear him speak for $10 for several hours, was they saw that as a very sharing, giving thing of the expo, that it's not all about money. It is about information, because if we don't unite the masses and the public and the practitioners together about voicing their opinion for supplements and healthcare options, then who's going to do it? And soon we may find that the bills slowly get passed that we're no longer allowed to do those things. And that's what we want to make sure, that people have those health options for years and generations to come.
Now, is there a different focus for the different expos in terms of, you know, do you find in Austin people are more interested in one particular area, or is the primary difference between each expo its location?
Mostly location.
Okay.
And it can also be what might be happening in legally in that location. Sometimes there's more of a focus, like Richmond. They may have a bill that they're trying to fight at the time of the expo, so it's quite helpful to get thousands of people aware of that immediately and right away take action. But we wanted to have them around the country so that everyone had a chance to go if they wanted to, instead of doing one a year at different points. Some people come to each of them. And because they are different, and the speakers have new things in 3 or 4 months that they have learned, and we have different speakers in different areas, so it's a similar expo, but everyone has its own fun.
Now, is there anything, I'm just going to stick this in right now, is there anything going on that you think people need to be keeping an eye on or aware of?
Well, with such a large audience to, that we're talking to, the best way to do that would be to go to the healthkeepers.net website because it changes. It could change in 24 hours
right.
The biggest issue is. So I would just, if I could do one thing, I would encourage them to go there and see what bills are needing help and needing attention. Some are we're trying to eliminate, like some of the monopoly-type bills that don't want anyone to practice health unless they've joined the club, so to speak. That's the nicest way I could say it. But some are more proactive in putting together a health freedom bill to where it is now a law that you can choose what kind of health care you want.
Well, now, going on to the magazine, how long has the magazine been available?
Oh, goodness. That's a good question. Wow. It has been... I would say about 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good amount of time. And I noticed now that you're going to have to think back here. There was an article that you did on kinesiology in Volume 6, Issue 1, which, of course, was of interest to me because I find kinesiology very helpful in my practice. Is there anything you would like to share about something you learned about kinesiology doing that article or...
Well, I learned, actually that was one article that we seemed to get more response from than others. I learned that a lot of people believed in it and found help and benefit in using it, but they were having a difficult time explaining it to their clients instead of just, oh, it just works, you should try it. I wanted to help them have good examples that I used when we got started, because there is that hesitancy or skepticism from the masses if they've never been around it. All they've ever known is what they learned in school, and they certainly don't hear about it there,
right,
or at least in a positive manner. So having some basic, simple ways of explaining how it works, many practitioners sent notes and just thanking us for helping them explain it and use it better.
Well, now, you mentioned something earlier. We won't go back to that, but in that same issue, there was an article about an iridology conference. Do you cover that often, or was that a unique event?
Well, we try to help people be aware of several different events that are happening all over the country, and it just depends on how much room is left in the magazine for those particular items. But there was an iridology conference. They usually have one in October.
Okay, can you hold that thought for me for a second here? We're doing things a little manually, and I need to get ready for a break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. To visit our website to participate in my blog, that's one way I get your feedback. Today we're talking, you can go to our office at Tubala Plaza, building 300, I mean suite 300 in the Tubala Plaza building, or visit the website at www.amtherapies.com. Stay tuned for our return with Stuart Height from Healthkeepers. Okay, again, I'm going to give you some more information about what alternative medicine therapies offers. When we talk about iridology, we're talking about the study of the iris of the eye to determine health status. The iris is broken up into quadrants and zones, and various markings in those different locations give information about wellness. And again, this goes back quite some time to its creation. I don't have enough time to go through all of that, but I want to go on and give you a little information also about kinesiology. It's the use of muscle response testing to assess what strengthens or weakens the body, and then you base a lot of your assessment on that. When we talk about nutritional therapy, we're talking about an analysis of your diet and its refinement to optimize wellness with food source supplements. And when we talk about energy medicine, we're talking about the utilization of radionics or frequency, light, and or sound to enhance or balance life force. With reflexology, in my practice, that's used more as an assessing tool. And again, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Visit our website and stay tuned for our return with Health Keepers. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. You visit our website to participate in the blog or sign up for our newsletter. Today we're talking with Stuart Height of Health Keepers, their Alliance Magazine, and Expo. Now you've noticed that we have some of our ads back, so we're slowly but surely Johnny has been able to dig them up, and things are getting a little bit more normalized. But we were talking about an article that was in that issue, that volume 6, issue 1, relating to an iridology conference. Would you continue on that theme?
Well, there are several different health conventions that are going on, and they may have their own unique twist. And at that time, there was one for it was just on focused on iridology for people that wanted to get more information about that one and see how iridology can relate to other aspects of health. I believe there is generally one the second or third week of October, but I don't have that date on me at the moment. But there, when you have that iridology conference, there are some expos that are more geared for practitioners to attend as opposed to the public, whereas our expo is really more for the public and practitioners, but we try and focus more on the public. So every expo has their own different focus.
I noticed also you had being a psychologist, of course. It was quite surprising to me to find in this one issue there were so many things that I was personally interested in knowing you covered, and there was an article about autism. Which I found interesting as well. They were talking about how children should not be losing their families or their lives because of a lack of information, understanding, or appropriate assistance. So I think that gives our listeners a little bit of an idea of the types of issues that are, you know, covered in the magazine. It's amazing to me that you cover so much. So it seems so easily, but I'm certain it isn't very easy. And then you also have the website. Did the website evolve most recently?
Well, I think there's always been a website, but it has gotten much more user-friendly and information-packed within the last few months. Our staff has really been working hard to use what works and continue to modify it as education and information sees fit. I hear you discuss your blog on that you have, and so we try and stay active with different options, and we just want to make sure people get information if they need it. I don't want to have anyone be sick any longer than they have to, and so we have many answers, I believe, if people are willing to help themselves and find practitioners and continue the learning journey.
Well, now, there are many, many more questions that I have, and naturally I'm not going to be able to cover all of them, but I did want to do two things before we end this segment. One, I wanted to mention your book, especially the book about what individuals need in health, and how it can, you know, how listeners can purchase that. I know you have a website, so could you give us your web address and then also share with us some final words of wisdom that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, my personal website is stuartheite.com, stuartheite.com, and you can see some of the things that I'm passionate about there and links that go there, and always love to hear from other practitioners and in the natural health field.
Final words of wisdom.
Final words of wisdom.
As briefly as you can.
I would say I believe that the natural health profession is really the finest profession in the country, and they need to get involved. They need to get into a network of people that can encourage each other and learn from each other, because many times all they hear is negative, or even their friends and family are skeptical about what they do. And the more people you can get in touch with to realize, hey, I'm not alone. There are thousands and thousands of people in this country that want to share and help people get better and are very selfless in their giving. And for those people who haven't gotten on track with natural health yet, I would highly encourage them to do some research and get some answers, because there are just so many options available. I don't want anyone to have to suffer one more minute if they have to.
Well, thank you so much, Stuart Heit, for being our guest this morning, and we will have to have you back again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, before we wrap it up, I want to make sure you know next week, August 19th, my guest will be Bill Abbott of Zone Fresh Philly. Now, they deliver Zone diet-related meals to your door. Please check the website for details. The herb will be blue cohosh and the asana garudasana. Now, I want to get as much of the herb of the day in as I can. Today's herb is blessed thistle. The part used medicinally are its flowers, leaves, and stems. You should handle with care to avoid toxic skin effects. Remember to look in the Balch and Balch book to get information about the herb. Again, this is Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard at WWDB 860 AM. You can check our website for details about programs as well as for details about upcoming events and programs. We are looking for interns. If any of you are interested, send current events items and morsels of wisdom to the Tubala Plaza office at Suite 300. Send me emails at consult@amtherapies.com. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.